Welcome in. Happy New Year to the newest hockey season. We're going to have plenty of time to talk about Connor Bedard. But let's actually start with the Blackhawks' decision on having no captain for this upcoming season.
From a leadership and a former leadership perspective, we're not going to have a captain this year. We'll have a group of assistants, which we will determine and announce later in training camp. The only plan right now is to just let it breathe for a year. We came off such a successful tenure with Jonathan that a little bit of it is just out of respect for Jonathan to not fill that spot right away. And the other part is not to put that pressure on someone else when you're coming out of a period of greatness, right? And you want the next person to be in a position to succeed. And there's no requirement to have a captain. And so we just felt that it was best to push that decision a little bit. We'll let the chips fall where they may over the next year. We'll see who emerges, see what the best option is, and decide next year if it's appropriate to name someone. We'll take that as it comes.
So Kyle Davidson officially announcing that today as he spoke with the media. Honestly, to me, this does make sense. We were hearing rumblings about it, possibly Seth Jones, possibly Connor Murphy, and possibly no captain. And the Blackhawks decide to go with the latest option. As Kyle Davidson stated, it really doesn't put pressure on any certain player at this moment. When the players talked last year about it, Seth Jones was the only one that was pretty vocal about the situation. Connor Murphy just kind of brushed it off.
No, I haven't thought about it, and I don't know if that would be right after Taser. I don't know if anyone could live up to that anyway, so I don't know if that would be something that would even happen, honestly.
Seth Jones did mention how much it would mean to him to be named captain of the Chicago Blackhawks.
That'd be a huge honor. I mean, the captains for the Chicago Blackhawks in the past are, you know, it's a category that's obviously unbelievable to be in, and if I'm lucky enough to be, that'd be awesome. But I got to focus on my game, and if that comes, it comes.
Obviously, things changed once the Blackhawks landed the number one overall pick, and some people, and rightly so, are speculating that Connor Bedard will be the next captain for the Chicago Blackhawks. And if you think it's too early to state that, I mean, just keep in mind, Jonathan Toews was 19 years old when he was named the captain of the Blackhawks. He was clearly one of the younger guys on the current roster. But a lot of people have even mentioned how Brent Seabrook, Duncan Keith, even Patrick Sharp were leaders on that team, but they understood that Jonathan Toews was going to be a long-lasting piece for the Blackhawks, what turned out to be a dynasty. I'm guessing the Hawks would like to set themselves up for that same possibility with Connor Bedard. Not to mention, Connor Bedard was also the captain for Team Canada in the most recent World Juniors. I get it, that's not an NHL team, but the kid clearly knows a little bit about leadership. And not only that, he continues to impress absolutely everybody that comes into contact with him. And that includes the general manager, Kyle Davidson.
Yeah, it's been incredibly impressive. The amount of attention, expectation, not just now, but in the past, has been, you know, something that is rarely seen. And I can't speak more highly of how he's handled it, how he's not let it impact his focus on what he thinks is important and the work that he feels he needs to put in, both on and off the ice, to perform at the level that he expects of himself. And so, yeah, just incredibly mature and impressive for an 18-year-old coming in to a very unique situation.
And if you don't believe the decision makers of the Blackhawks, how about a couple of his teammates?
For how good he is, he's such a humble kid. I mean, he could be a lot more cockier than he is right now, but you know, his personality is great, and you know, he's, like I said, very humble, and you know, it's something that's gonna help him in the NHL.
I think obviously everyone sees on ice, but I think just even off ice, you know, a lot of people don't see just the little details he does on and off the ice. You know, he's always the first guy on, last guy off. He's always, you know, doing the little things in the room, and I think it really shows and rubs off other guys too.
And here's what Rockford head coach Anders Sorensen had to say, who also coached the Blackhawks during the prospect showcase.
It seems, I mean, humble kid. I think he's really focused. So far, I mean, I don't know him well enough where I want to say too much, but he seems like an awesome kid and just a hockey junkie.
I could be wrong, but what I get from when I hear Anders Sorensen saying, I don't know him that much, but man, what a great kid. You can obviously understand the approach of, hey, I'm learning all these kids. I don't quite know what they're all capable of, what they're all about. But the way he says it, it's almost like he's meeting someone famous and just trying to be transparent and say, listen, I don't really know him, but what a great kid. I mean, that is consistent with anybody that ends up talking about Connor Bedard. So again, could be wrong with that assessment, but it definitely perked my mind when I heard that sound clip. If we go back to the weekend in St. Paul, clearly a monumental game for Connor Bedard. A hat trick in his first contest wearing a Blackhawks sweater. And once again, impressed the Blackhawks general manager of Kyle Davidson.
Played one game, but fantastic performance. I think he obviously led the team in shots and goals. And you know, you saw that offensive hockey sense, that shot, that scoring ability that he was touted with heading into his draft. And so really excited for him to get going, assimilate into the group. And as far as minutes and usage and all that, we'll figure that out once we get going in camp and get into the season. And we'll let him and his play do the talking. And, you know, I'm sure the expectations are something he's been followed with for a long time, and I'm sure he'll handle just fine.
So let's move to some other prospects in the Blackhawks organization, and we'll go with Kevin Korchinski, one of the top defensive prospects in the Blackhawks farm system. He's not able to play in the NHL for this upcoming season. If you remember last year, he impressed a lot of people during prospect camp. He actually earned his way onto the preseason roster, played in a couple of games, and even impressed people there. He did a lot of great things this most recent prospect camp up in St. Paul, and now there's a possibility that he could even crack the NHL roster this season.
If we feel he's ready, yeah. If we don't feel he's ready and it's going to be detrimental to his development to be here, then he won't be here. But we're going to let him figure that out and let him decide where we think is best. But there's different ways of placing a player in the lineup and out of the lineup, good teaching moments here in the NHL that we can capitalize on. But like you said, there's no AHL option for him this year, and so we'll kind of determine that on a running basis where is best for him.
Here's what Anders Sorensen had to say about what he noticed from Kevin Korchinski from last season to this season.
Yeah, he's taken a step forward for sure. Comes back to the defensive part of his game, has gotten better, his angles are better, looks more like a man. Really like him.
Personally, I've been a big fan of Kevin Korchinski's hand-eye coordination and just his puck handling ability. He does a great job of just keeping possession of the puck as a defenseman, always keeping his head up, always surveying the ice and understanding all the multiple options he has. Not to mention, definitely saw some chemistry with him and Connor Bedard during that prospect showcase. They were clearly teammates on Team Canada at the World Juniors. Let's move on to some players that are hopefully going to make a step forward this upcoming year. Lucas Reichel was the top prospect in the Blackhawks organization until Connor Bedard made his way, but Reichel also found his place as a consistent NHL player last season. It's fun to see his speed. It's fun to see his puck handling abilities. And here's Kyle Davidson's assessment on Lucas Reichel for this next year.
He's a confident offensive player, plays with some significant speed. And so we're looking at him to carry that through and keep providing the offense we saw last year, both here with the Blackhawks and down in Rockford. But as an NHL center, there's defensive responsibilities that you'll need to execute. And so, again, any young player, peaks and valleys that help him work through instruction, education. And then I know over the summer he was working on face-offs. And so different animal, though, when you get into the NHL and against some players that are specialists in that area. So I'm sure there'll be some growth areas for him down the middle, but we wouldn't try it out if we didn't think he could succeed there.
Something new this season over at Fifth Third Arena, the Blackhawks practice facility. They're giving out free tickets. It's always been free to go to Blackhawks practice, but now you go on blackhawks.com/practices. Every fan can get up to 4 tickets to see the Blackhawks practice for free. Again, training camp starts this Thursday on September 21st over at Fifth Third Arena. So great opportunity to see more than just the NHL roster this week as preseason is right around the corner. The first preseason game is September 28th against the St. Louis Blues. First game of the regular season on October 10th against Pittsburgh. And then, of course, the home opener against the reigning Stanley Cup champion, Vegas Golden Knights. Every game you're able to catch on 720 WGN. Before we head out, I do want to tease something that should be coming up on everywhere you catch Blackhawks podcasts here from WGN. Some really cool news over the past month. Chris Chelios' number 7 is going to be retired by the Blackhawks. He was told by Eddie Vedder during a Pearl Jam concert at the United Center. If that wasn't cool enough, it was all a surprise. Our own Kaylee Chelios was helping out with that whole situation. Actually had a chance to talk to her about the whole setup, about the surprise. She gives us a behind-the-scenes look how she and the Blackhawks got this whole thing done.
In my head, I was like, well, Pearl Jam's coming. Like, I think the most epic person to tell him, even if it wasn't at the concert, would be, like, Eddie, because it's one of his best friends, and it's like, he would be emotional with Eddie. With me, I think he'd be very much the same as we always are.
So stay tuned for that. Again, preseason starts September 28th against St. Louis. Our first Blackhawks Live is the first Monday before the regular season starts. In this case, that's Monday, October 9th. Can't wait to talk to you. Really looking forward to this season. I'm Joe Brand. Stay tuned to WGN Radio for more Blackhawks updates all year long.